This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So many of you that have fled social media, I don't blame you. All right? It's been pretty negative. It's been pretty depressing over the past 12 months. But the one thing I've been picking up on the last couple weeks is almost every time I log in, somebody reports somebody dying. Or somebody having multiple deaths, whether it's from COVID, whether it's from cancer. I just logged on today and somebody said he lost his fourth friend this year. Not due to COVID, but and maybe it's because we're speaking about it more. You know, I mean, maybe it's because, you know, we're home. There's not really much to do, so we're talking about it. I mean, for me, yesterday, I had found out that a good friend of mine, Al Peterson, had died. Radio and Records. He was basically an icon in broadcasting and editing and talk news media. He actually was very influential in my career, and I, you know, bring this up because I want to talk about how I think we're isolating a little too much. And when I heard he died, the first thing that came to my mind was, well, I was going to call him. There's been so much going on with my media career. I wanted to talk to him again. And I usually see him a couple times a year, you know, at conferences. And when I saw that he died, the first thing that came to my mind is I screwed up because I was going to call him this week or I was going to call him next week. And when you look online or you know, hear that people have lost loved ones, you just kind of take a look at what we've been doing the last year. We've been isolating. We've been social distancing and we've been isolating. Stay isolated. Stay home. No large gatherings. And maybe it's helped with the COVID pandemic. Maybe we've staved off millions of you know, deaths. But I really kind of am just getting this burning feeling that we did it wrong and maybe deadly wrong. To the point that when somebody dies, you just can't get them back. And again, if they die from COVID, you can't get them back. And I get it. COVID's deadly. But I think we isolated so dang much that those people that have been alive and did survive COVID and didn't die of COVID, when they do die, you have such an emptiness of all the things you've wanted to tell them, all the things you wanted to share with them, all the things you wanted to do, that I think the grieving process worsens even more. You know, when my dad died, you know, he died so suddenly, I didn't realize how many lost conversations I had, how much time I should have spent with him that I didn't, because I'm like, you know what, I'm busy right now. I'll talk to him later. Just like with Al. I'm like, you know what, we're isolating. If there's no conference coming up, or I'm not going to San Diego, or I'm not going, you know what, I'll call him next time I see him. There is not going to be a next time. Maybe it's because I'm middle age. Maybe I'm, you know, going to start going through a midlife reboot. I don't know. But I just am getting so frustrated with this. You know what? It's going to get better. Or we'll put it off. I'll see you when I see you next year. And then next year doesn't happen. And when you lose people in your lives that, you know, meant something to you. And, you know, like Al or my father or my cousin, and they're gone, you grieve even more when you think about all the things you should have done and all the things you should have said. So my recommendation to you all is this weekend or in the next few days, if there's anybody that you think you are going to be really, really crushed by, if they left you, reach out to them. Just talk to them and say, just checking in. How you doing? You know, I have a lot of friends, and I have a lot of guy friends. You know, and my husband knows he's okay. You know, and I'm like, I'm going to go check on so-and-so, and I'm going to check on so-and-so. And, you're not cheating. You're not doing anything bad when you're doing that. You know, my husband knows that, you know, in my industry, I work with a lot of men. And he knows I care a lot about him. Not in a way where I want to marry any of them, but I care a lot about him. Then do that. You could tell somebody you care about him. You know, and we don't do that. And so, you know, if you want to stave off grief when somebody dies, make sure you have, and not closure, because you never know when somebody's going to die. This was really out of the blue. But, and same thing with my dad. And for some of us, we do have a family member that's slowly dying and we could say our goodbyes. But for the most of us, no. I lost a friend in a bike accident. Yeah, and there was a lot I wanted to tell him. He was a fantastic guy, probably one of the best men on this planet, a doctor in town. And I never got to talk to him, never got to convey that. And so when that you lose that person, not only do you grieve that they're gone, but a big part of your grief is your regrets. So don't have those regrets. I know we have to social distance. I know we're not allowed to go to weddings. I know we're not allowed to go to funerals. I know we're not allowed to have conferences or industry meetings, but that's no excuse to not call somebody or email them or text them and say, look, I'm thinking about you. You know, I hope you're good. That this is some crazy times. Know that I'm thinking about you. And there's ways to do it that I think are very productive. How do we move on from here? Well, COVID cases are going down. We're going to talk about that. We have vaccines. You know, maybe schools are going to reopen. So hopefully in the next few months, we're going to be able to make some good strides. But I don't think I am going to be a fan, as I haven't been, of any more of this staying isolated and having our seniors not see their grandkids. I haven't seen my mom now for probably over a month or two. And it's because, again, I don't want her to get COVID, and because maybe I'm using it as an excuse, right, you know, so I don't get a guilt trip for something. But to heck with that. To heck with that. I am done with the isolating. Anybody I want to spend any part of my life with, I'm going to. You know, with Al Peterson's death, a bunch of people in radio were on the phone yesterday. We were all talking. And, you know, the first thing one of them said is, you know what, we're getting together in March. And I understand there's COVID. And you know what, the life is too short. If COVID and isolating is about life, then, you know, what are we prioritizing right now? It's about life. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We serve millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, all right, finally we got the Johnson & Johnson results in. They had their Phase 3 ensemble trial. And I, you know what? I think the data is better than I expected it to be. You know, and I still, no offense to Pfizer and Moderna, I'm very grateful. I'm a fan of those companies. But, you know, first Pfizer said they were 90% effective. Then Moderna said they were 94%, 94.5% effective with their vaccine. And then all of a sudden Pfizer goes, oh, no, we're 95. So, you know, I'm not 100% convinced on the percentages. But Johnson's & Johnson's came out going, yeah, 72%. Now, 72%, some of you are like, wait a second, I got that in algebra. That's a C, C minus. Yeah, it's a C minus. But, okay, to me, I still think it's pretty darn good being 72% effective in preventing moderate to severe disease because the flu shot in its best year is in the 60% range. So considering Johnson & Johnson went through their clinical trials once variants were already out and about, because a lot of Pfizer and Moderna's data was before the UK variant, was before the California variant or the Texas variant or the Columbus, Ohio variant. Johnson & Johnson had to do theirs in the heat of everything. So for them to have this 72% number, I think it's as honest as can be, and I'm pretty impressed, to be honest. Would I get the Johnson & Johnson shot? Yeah, I would. Now, globally, their numbers were a little less, about 66% on average. So they have some issues with the Brazilian variant, with the South African variant, you know, but, you know, for those of us that have ever gotten the flu vaccine, right, and are now being able to listen to this show without falling asleep, hopefully, it worked. Does a shot have to be 100%? Does the shot have to be 95%? I don't think it has to. I'd like it to be. But if, you know, you get in line and you're up in line and you have a choice between a Pfizer or a Moderna or a Johnson & Johnson shot, I'm fine with all three of them. So I wouldn't panic about this. How was their safety profile? 9% got fevers. I think 0.2% got super bad fevers. Other than that, no anaphylaxis, no major allergic reactions, no major adverse events. So, and they tested, I think, about 43,000 people. So good sample size, not bad for one shot. I think they will have less anaphylaxis than I think other vaccines, because, again, you only have to do one. So what's the difference between the Johnson & Johnson shot and the other ones? Well, like I said, with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, they use mRNA technology, and the mRNA, the nucleic, material, genetic material, has to be encapsulated in like a liquid, a fat bubble. And it gets injected into our cells, and it's very delicate, and it has to be in real sub-Z temperatures, you know, and then it has to be, you know, available for us to be able to administer it. It gets administered, and then our bodies have to take in that little lipid bubble. The mRNA floats around our cell, not affecting our DNA. Our cell learns from the mRNA what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to help make these little spike proteins that our immune system is supposed to identify and find. And then when real COVID comes with their spike proteins, our body's supposed to be able to recognize it and fight it. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, their mRNA was trained on earlier strains. So they might have to develop a booster, and we're hearing that Moderna's already developing a booster. Now, the Johnson & Johnson is a little different. They don't have mRNA in a little lipid thing. They have an adenovirus, a cold virus, and I believe it's a human adenovirus as opposed to AstraZeneca's being a chimpanzee. But they have a weakened cold virus that will not give you the cold, that'll carry DNA. They inject it, our muscle cells will pick it up. Its genetic material instructions will go to our DNA, so it will enter our DNA. Our DNA will follow the instructions on what it needs it to do, which is make mRNA. And that mRNA, now we're following the same path as the Pfizer and the Moderna. The mRNA now will make the spike proteins, and then the spike proteins will be identified by our immune system, so we're ready for the real thing. So the Johnson & Johnson uses a viral sort of vector. And I anticipate less allergic reactions with this one, because our bodies have seen viruses. Our bodies have seen adenoviruses. Maybe with the, you know, Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, the reason why we're having some rare 0.00001%, you know, anaphylactic reactions to it is because maybe some of the adjuvants, or maybe the body just doesn't like that little lipid molecule. But for, you know, the Johnson & Johnson, adenoviruses our body sees all the time, and it doesn't seem to react. So the Johnson & Johnson is a DNA-designed sort of vaccine, whereas the Pfizer Moderna are mRNA. I will give you guys a quiz later. I haven't given you guys a pop quiz in a while. So we do need to do a pop quiz. So some of the initial data that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is, it offered 72% of protection within the United States against moderate to severe COVID. In Latin America, 57%. South Africa, Latin America was 66%, South Africa 57%. Why Latin America and South Africa? Well, Latin America has the Brazilian strain, South Africa has the South African strain. Then they found the efficacy to, they found that after 14 days of the shot, it started to work. And then by day 28, these numbers came into play. So it's pretty impressive. It means the vaccine is mounting an immune response. Johnson & Johnson has needed some good luck. The vaccine candidate was 85% effective in preventing severe disease across all regions. 28 days after vaccination in all adults 18 years or older, efficacy against severe disease increased over time with no cases in vaccinated participants reported after day 49. So a month and a half, roughly later, and remember, they didn't have a lot of time to study, by day 49, still no COVID, meaning there's at least immunity past 49 days. All right, it's as good as it could be. Again, this isn't a vaccine for kids. The Moderna vaccine is not a vaccine for kids. The Pfizer vaccine is indicated for 16 and under. So when I hear all these school districts say, we are going to vaccinate all kids, I'd wait until somebody could actually study that. Now, why I'm a fan of Johnson & Johnson is not only is it the one-shot issue, which is going to really simplify things, but it can be given to seniors. The AstraZeneca shot, which is very similar in its DNA and using an adenovirus except from chimpanzees, it can't be given right now to seniors. And we are trying to vaccinate our seniors. And the baby boomer population that just started to turn 65 and is continuing to turn 65, baby boomers are, you know, going to be seniors soon. And, you know, one of you had asked, you're 64 and a half, but I'm sure it's going to be fine. But when a study hasn't studied your particular age group, your immunity does wane. Your ability to mount an immune response, it does wane when you're older. So right now, AstraZeneca, I believe in Germany, that vaccine can't be given to older individuals. So, you know, I discussed this a little bit yesterday. We might need to save certain vaccines for certain population groups. So if the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine, let's say we're going to run low on, and we haven't vaccinated all our seniors, and we hear from the Biden administration, don't worry, we have 100 million doses coming from here, 100 million doses, I think we're supposed to have 100 million doses coming from Johnson & Johnson, good, we should be fine. But if we find out that we don't have access to those doses, and we have AstraZeneca coming down the pike, maybe we need to use the AstraZeneca for the teachers and the healthcare workers that are under. Well, most healthcare workers should hopefully have already been vaccinated, but maybe we should use that for the younger population. Just something to think about. I mean, you know, our older population is very vulnerable. Like we're going to be talking about with what happened in New York, which was a complete cluster. I just can't imagine how poorly things have been done. So I'm a fan of the Johnson & Johnson shot. Don't let that 72% panic you. You know, I mean, for any of us that ever got a C in school, we 72%ers are rad. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALI-DON'T-GO-LAY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Two Arizona inmates who escaped from prison around 5 days ago were captured in a cotton field Thursday morning. 49-year-old John Sharpiat, convicted of child molestation and sentenced to 35 years, and 61-year-old David Harmon, sentenced to 100 years on kidnapping charges, were captured in Coolidge, Arizona. An experimental coronavirus vaccine developed by biotech company Novavax is 89.3% effective at preventing COVID-19. It also showed that it protected against the UK variant of the virus. Unlike the vaccines developed by Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna, which use snippets of genetic code known as messenger RNA to trigger the immune system, Novavax's vaccine relies on synthesized coronavirus proteins to jumpstart the body's immune system. The United States on Thursday called for calm just hours after a top official from China said Taiwan independence would mean war with Taipei, and those who play with fire will burn themselves, end quote. USA Radio News. Good-paying union jobs are being destroyed by President Biden. USA Radio News' Tim Berg reports.
President Biden has signed a record 37 executive actions in his first week in office, and the exact number of executive orders is not known because the Federal Register has not been updated since January 21st. Biden issuing more edicts in his first week than any of his predecessors. Neil Crabtree lost his job due to the Keystone XL executive order. He reminds everyone,
this is an American job issue. I don't care if you if you're union or non-union. This administration is attacking our industry altogether. This new administration is after the industry as a whole. Not just. It doesn't matter if you're union or non-union tonight. I'm looking at all Americans. I'm trying to stand up for American workers. This is a fight that we need to be in together.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, your questions, your comments, again, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you had asked how to prevent reactions to the COVID vaccine. You were going to be getting your COVID vaccine, so you asked if you should take a Benadryl, if you should pre-treat with some Tylenol, pre-treat with some Motrin, and a study had come out, I don't know if it was a study, but some recommendations had come out from infectious disease specialists to, don't be taking at least the over-the-counter painkillers, medications, prior to your vaccine. And I'm going to echo that for now, because I don't know where that came from, where, you know what, I'm going to give my kids Tylenol before they get the vaccine, and then hopefully they won't have a fever. I'm kind of the mind that treat as you go. I'm pro-vaccine, but, you know, when it came to my kids, I didn't pre-treat them with anything. I didn't let the doctor give them, you know, Tylenol in the office or anything like that. I was like, look, if they get a fever later, I'll address it. But just give them the vaccine and, you know, no sense to add extra additional things because I wanted the vaccine to work. And, well, you know, with the way some of the studies have kind of panned out over the years, they have found that whether you take an aspirin, whether you take an ibuprofen, whether you take a naproxen, whether you take a Tylenol, there are a multitude of mechanisms that could be interfered with different leukotrienes or other mediators that are needed in the immune system. In fact, there was one study that looked at how you kind of need a fever. If your fever rises, that is an important part of your immune system. You know, we were just talking about the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, how 9% of their 43,000 participants got a fever. I think 0.2% got a super bad fever. So people are like, oh, no, I have a fever. See, I've never really liked it. I've never really been a fan of when somebody has a fever running and taking a Tylenol or a Motrin. The fever is, one, a way to fight, you know, viruses and pathogens that come into play. And two, it also helps, I believe, you know, kind of signal other immune factors to help bolster your immune response. When you get a fever and your temperature is warming, that's a signal to the other mediators. Now, I have seen febrile seizures in kids where their temperature goes from 0 to 90, so to speak, not directly, but, you know, they'll be like 98, and then all of a sudden they'll jump up to 102, 103 so quickly that they could seize. Febrile seizures are a little scary. And so parents have unfortunately used that as a means to just always be throwing pediatric, you know, acetaminophen and you know, pediatric ibuprofen. And I don't want to use brand names, but, you know, the brand names are talking about Tylenol, Motrin, things like that. And, you know, for me with my kids, if the fever was going steady and it wasn't getting too high, I wasn't, you know, really big on making sure they, you know, we got that fever down. Now, I did notice in my children that they wouldn't eat, you know, or breastfeed or drink from their bottle when they had a fever. And they also wouldn't sleep well. So the Tylenol or Motrin helping them feel better helped them increase their appetite, to drink more fluids and drink more juice, to sleep better, and then I think that would accelerate the healing. So I have encouraged using antipyretics or pain relievers over the counter if we have a child that can't sleep, can't eat, is very uncomfortable, or at risk of a febrile seizure. But if somebody has a mild COVID fever, anytime I've had a fever, I have never taken an antipyretic. I want that fever to cook that virus out. That's just me. Right? Now, you know, if I have body aches, maybe I'll take a Motrin. I mean, when I fell the other day down ice rocks on a trail and hit maybe 7 of them on the way down while I was grabbing at nearby vegetation that ended up being prickly pears and thorny bushes, I took an ibuprofen, and it made my life a lot easier. So you know, I'm online a lot, and I'm not online just to, you know, watch Bernie Sanders memes and, you know, see what some of the jokes of the day are, but I'm online a lot to see how people think. And it's very interesting when you have non-medical professionals start taking the role of a Dr. Gupta or Oz, and they go on social media saying, guys, all right, this is my cocktail before your COVID vaccine. I took Benadryl, I took Tylenol, I took Motrin, I rubbed lidocaine cream on my arm. And, you know, I'm looking at this going, where are your credentials? And, you know, yeah, maybe you didn't have an adverse event, but the more you take, the more you can mess things up. Now, one of you had asked, really, you know, if the Tylenol wears off, does it really affect the immune system? Now, I got to say, I'm going to entertain that question, because if you really think about it, when you get the vaccine, the mRNA and the Pfizer vaccine, all right, that little lipid particle needs to get into the cell. Then when it gets into the cell, the mRNA messenger has to be replicated, and then they have to make the spike proteins. By the time the spike proteins are made, definitely hours, if not days, have passed. So the idea of, is a Tylenol you're taking a couple hours before really going to affect the immune system? Well, the reason why I am going to side with medical officials is, one, I'm too big of a we need to not. You know, the last thing I need is the medical community mad at me, right? Not going to go there. But the reason why I'm going to side with them is I have never, in my experience, dealt with mRNA in a baby lipid bubble. And that sounds pretty dang delicate to me. And if when they studied, if Pfizer and Moderna and now Johnson & Johnson studied this with participants who were told to not be adding anything extra to their bodies, I just want to make sure you're getting the most optimal effect of the vaccine, especially since this has been the biggest pain in the butt I've ever seen in terms of the rollout. And so if a Tylenol or Motrin causes some sort of interference of that cell to absorb that little lipid mRNA molecule, or with the Johnson & Johnson, the adenovirus, I would say hold off, because in order for all this to work, that virus or that mRNA or the DNA with Johnson & Johnson needs to get absorbed into your cell. So a lot has to happen within those few hours. So I'm not worried about a fever you might get, you know, hours after the shot. I'm not so much worried about that. And by the way, they say that's when you can take your Motrin or Tylenol. They say if you get a fever, if you get body aches, if your arm is sore, you know, you could take something over the counter. But they say not before. None of this preventative. So now what about Benadryl? People are so afraid of having an anaphylactic reaction or an allergy, they want to take Benadryl. The thing is how I look at Benadryl is I think it's very useful in the allergy setting, but if you're going to have true anaphylaxis, I don't think a baby 25 milligram Benadryl or 50 milligram Benadryl has the strength to stop that. Because remember, Benadryl is an antihistamine. You have tons of other mediators involved in a full-blown anaphylaxis. Should you have Benadryl nearby and an EpiPen nearby? Oh, absolutely. I wish every household could have an EpiPen. But to pre-treat to prevent anaphylaxis, an allergic reaction with a Benadryl isn't very realistic. Keep those questions coming. They're great questions, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI, or 1-877-362-3254.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hi, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound Yarko Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So many of us in other cities and states throughout the U.S. look at lockdown restrictions across the country as a kind of a signal on if our governors are going to do similar. And I live in Nevada, so we parallel California a lot. And in Nevada, we get very, very nervous when we hear there's going to be another press conference. I don't always defend our governor, but I do have to say that, you know, the governor has not so easy time. But unfortunately, many of the restrictions seem pretty arbitrary, have been killing jobs. We have a huge tourism industry, so we don't know how we're going to recover. And a lot of us kind of look to New York, because if New York can reopen, maybe we can reopen, right? If it can happen there, it can happen anywhere.
New York, New York. So Governor Andrew Cuomo has outlined a return to indoor dining at 25% capacity at a press conference, I believe yesterday. Indoor dining will officially resume on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and restaurants will have to follow all the same rules that were in place when indoor dining first returned on September 30th last year. Now, Cuomo, however, did not, push the 10 p.m. curfew back to 12 a.m. He continued expressing concerns over potential late-night crowding outside bars and restaurants as the reason behind that decision. So, I'm middle-aged. 10 o'clock, I'm in bed. So when I kind of hang out with my peeps, it's a late 7:30, 7:45, Yeah, when I go to hang out, it's not midnight anymore, but I get it, the young ones. I used to be up all night. I was young once. Cuomo's decision comes on the heels of several major cities across the U.S. opening indoor dining in the past week, including Chicago, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia. California recently moved to reopen outdoor dining for the first time since November. So, Cuomo has noted the decline in new COVID cases and hospitalizations in the state. Cuomo said the positivity rate in New York City has declined from 7.1 to 4.9%. Though parts of the city still have higher positivity rates, like the Bronx, where the positivity rate sits at 7.06%. One of my listeners had asked, why are positivity rates still high if people are on lockdown? Because most of the cases are happening within the homes. Somebody goes to work, maybe they come back, people that are forced to be home in the same air, same stagnant air, same room, watching Netflix for hours, working from home, you aren't out and about, you're not, and so I think there's that paradoxical sort of exposure and sequelae of, not being out around fresh air and, being exposed to, or having, shall we say, opportunity to escape a bug or pathogen that's in the house. So we have been seeing trends of coronavirus cases declining over the past few weeks, which we expected because after Thanksgiving, after Christmas travel, January is the boring month. And by the way, can I say this has been the longest month I have ever seen? We're still in January. I mean, we're just barely getting into February. This month has been so long. I am so over it. And so, as health officials are like, guys, don't drop your guard. Valentine's Day is coming, and, people like to do kissy-kissy. Yeah, I have a paper on how to do the perfect kiss. A lot of people have their first kiss on Valentine's because they couldn't go out on New Year's. Valentine's Day is probably my least liked holiday. I've always hated Valentine's Day, which we're going to discuss next week. I think Valentine's Day is the worst holiday ever. But, and I'm married. I've hated Valentine's Day. Was so depressing for me who was single. Just luck of the draw. Always single on Valentine's. And maybe it's because guys didn't want to have to buy you the bear or chocolate or whatever. So I would get dumped right before Valentine's all the time. Or maybe it's because they wanted sex and I was like, nope, I'm a good girl. So something happened where I was always single on Valentine's. So I hate Valentine's Day. But we knew cases would drop. We're starting to vaccinate. People are over it. There's no Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving dinner, there's no jobs, so people are home, not really a lot of money for somebody to throw a party. I love throwing parties. I love having parties at my house, but I haven't thrown one since the pandemic, not only because of governor restrictions, but because it costs money. I would hold parties for medical students so they can eat, they can, steal China if they needed to. I don't have China, but, for them to just kind of take a break or whatever. I've spent close to $1,000 just to have enough food and drinks, and goodies for them, and decor. It's cost money to throw a party. So people aren't doing that. That's just not, So we'll see. If New York can finally open indoor dining at 25%, I think a lot of restaurants are still going to say to heck with that. But at least it's a move, right? If we could get New York to open up, hopefully Vegas could open up. Now, New York is in the news again because of the nursing home deaths. that was a big cluster on the part of how patients were sent back to the nursing home, even if they had COVID, infecting others who might not have had COVID, who were sitting ducks. And we are being told that the nursing home deaths in New York might have been 50% higher than reported. Governor Andrew Cuomo has been under fire for months over his nursing home policy and the true number of deaths of those facilities. They believe that New York might have undercounted the deaths among nursing home residents by how many? Thousands. This is according to the state attorney general. And this kind of deals a blow to Governor Andrew Cuomo's claims that his state is doing better than others to protect the most vulnerable. This was a 76-page report found an undercount of more than 50%, backing up the findings of Associated Press investigation last year that focused on the fact that New York was one of the only states in the nation that count residents who died on nursing home property and not those who later died in hospitals. So, you see, if somebody contracted COVID, went to the hospital and died in the hospital, that was not considered a nursing home death. A nursing home death was a death that happened in the nursing home. Now, as a medical provider, yes, I've seen data such as that. But because we have something called a spreadsheet, you could very easily have two columns. One, a column where somebody had, you know, a death within a facility. Another column, when somebody got sick, had to go to the hospital, and subsequently died. You could even have another column saying which of those deaths were COVID-related. And you know what? You could make even another column if you had to. That's what spreadsheets do. And then you could share the data. Media might have to grumble that they can't make it a nice, clean headline, but you could very easily define who died, how they died, where they died. That's why it's such a cluster on how many people truly died of COVID. Because they didn't divide and define who was a heart attack, who was pneumonia, who had flu. So, you know, the approach to older individuals has scared many older individuals, of course, because they worry that the government, and, you know, maybe these are false rumors, or maybe their instincts are right. I don't know. I'm not here to debate that. But older individuals feel that in any pandemic or with any issue, they are going to be pushed to the side. And we've even heard some people discuss how, certain race targeting should be done in terms of vaccination. And there was one, I wish I remember who said that, talked about how, you know, this might be a way to, I guess, you know, glean the population. So older individuals are very suspicious of them being, you know, kind of fed to the wolves when it comes to this. And unfortunately, our nursing home approach that we saw in New York was an unintended, maybe inadvertent example of that. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.